on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome into ABQ Connect. My engineer Jared caught me positioning one of the microphones for our guests today, which, by the way, we're going to welcome Michelle Bishop Couch and Marilyn Johnson, both with Cornucopia Adult and Family Services.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, before we get started, let me just say I visited Cornucopia. Oh, it was pre-pandemic. It was probably in the last 5 years when I was doing outside sales and development for the radio station, but was so impressed by what I saw when I started hosting ABQ Connect. It was just one of the nonprofit groups that I wanted to make sure to get in here because it's just, well, it's we're going to find out, for those who don't know, just how neat it is. So we'll jump right into it. So Michelle, what is your title at Cornucopia?
I know just enough to be dangerous. Actually, I'm the CEO.
Okay.
Yes.
And Marilyn is the operations manager. And Michelle, how long have you been there?
15 years.
Okay, so you just got there.
Just a minute ago.
And Marilyn?
Less than 6 months, actually.
Oh, okay. What were you doing before that?
I was working at the casino in the accounting department.
Oh, okay. All right. And you're getting all the I's and T's and stuff taken care of now for Cornucopia.
I'm trying to.
Well,
that's an awesome job.
We so much appreciate what both of you do. Now, for those unfamiliar, in just kind of your 1 minute elevator, you know,
speech.
What is it you'd tell people in that 1 minute about Cornucopia?
We provide services for adults 18 years and older with intellectual disabilities and or seniors that have dementia, Alzheimer's, or frail. They can't be at home alone. Family needs to work. We have a place. We take care of them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And it's all about socialization. Socialization prevents institutionalization, and that's what we want to do, is keep families together.
Oh, I love that. What on your daily tasks, Marilyn, at Cornucopia, what do they involve?
Well, I take intake calls for people who are looking for services for, as Michelle said, people over 18 or senior citizens on where they can go to have daily activities, just the normal life that we lead as well. And then I also schedule for outings that the clients go to.
Uh-huh.
So like Isotopes Park or anything like that. They can even go shopping, just little things, go to parks, go to have meals, whatever they want to do.
I want to go.
So do I.
Right.
So let's talk a little more about that. Kind of a day in the life, right?
Okay.
Someone arrives at Cornucopia. Is there kind of a general time where everyone is expected to be there, or is it?
By 10 o'clock. We need them there by 10 o'clock, especially if they're going to go on the outings.
Uh-huh.
We have vans, you know, trained drivers. We take them out in the community with staff. And so, you know, they want to leave by about 10:30. Go do an activity, maybe go have lunch, do another activity, come back to the organization, 1:30, 2 o'clock. We do their ADLs, you know, help them.
ADL.
Personal care.
Okay.
Personal care. Get them ready to medication monitoring. We do assist with medication as well. So then their loved ones will pick them up by 5 o'clock. We also work with many transportation companies that drop off and pick up. Also, it's important to note, we have a door-to-door service. We will pick the individual up, take them to day hab, then take them home. It's within a 6-7 mile radius. And
okay.
We are in the South Valley, which is a very culturally rich but economically depressed area,
yeah.
I would say. It's a beautiful, beautiful neighborhood. I'm
yeah,
so
you
proud.
Know, I would agree. I've traveled around this whole metro area over the years. I'd say from the early 90s. I've essentially lived here on and off since the 70s, but did a lot of traveling around the metro area in the 90s. And I would agree with what you say about the location. And as far as culturally rich, there's treasures along, I guess they called it the King's Road on Isleta.
Right.
Years ago, which was the old Route 66.
Right.
And I forget the name of the, there's a house down there. They've turned into a museum that was, anyway, that's, I need to have them on the air.
Yeah.
but no, there's some, and this is one of them. This is one of the reasons, Cornucopia is one of the reasons that neighborhood is so great. One of the things that really impressed me when we were there was the greenhouse. I'm assuming the greenhouse
yes,
is still there.
Yes, the greenhouse. Oh my gosh, we love the greenhouse. So, you know, it's really not about producing plants. Well, it is.
Yeah.
But it's also about giving our clients a sense of purpose, mm-hmm. teaching them how to collaborate with one another, how to communicate, and how to grow something that's meaningful to them. And some of those skills are translatable in a job. They can go get work. I mean, even though you have an intellectual disability doesn't mean you can't work. Many times our clients really want to work. And we also hire clients that are on the waiver, is what we call it, to work in the greenhouse. And we pay them, you know, typical, what is it, minimum wage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's gone up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so it's just like getting to experience, Steve, things that we get to do in our life. They're part of our community.
And you know, keeping active, the different activities you're doing. My mom, who's in her 80s and is, I think I've said it on this, she's probably going to outlive me. I mean, she's in great, she takes great care of everything that she's around, including herself. But one of the things she continually reminds me, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I have a story to tell you. So we had, we have greenhouse classes several times a week. And there was this woman that came to us. She had dementia. So her verbal articulation was declining. She didn't say a lot for the first couple of months. So we're having this class and we're working with oregano and, you know, very pungent smell. Right. And she all of a sudden brightens up and says, I know that smell. I used to cook with my mom in the kitchen, my siblings, and proceeded to tell us this lovely story mm-hmm. about her family time cooking. And it was like we unlocked a memory.
What a gift for both of you.
Oh, that's a successful day. It really is. It was marvelous. And what we call that is horticultural therapy.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a consultant, Hank Bruce, and he has been all over the U.S. Starting these horticultural therapy programs. And like I said, it's not so much about the planting. It's the activity and the community around it.
You know, one of the things, too, I wanted to say, because I just remembering from my visit there before, was now these, you know, the fruits, vegetables, herbs that come out of the garden there, they're no downstream, you know, little puny things. Actually, a lot of our listeners may have consumed products from Cornucopia and not known it.
That's right. We sell microgreens. And that was when we built the greenhouse 10 years ago. I take care of people. I don't know how to grow anything. And I went to a good friend of mine. He was the chef at Scallo's. I was like, Garrick, what do I do? He said, try microgreens. I'm like, micro what? And so he turned us on to this really cool idea, and we grow microgreens and we sell them to restaurants. We sell them to whoever wants to buy it. And that's another thing. Our greenhouse is open to purchase plants, microgreens, special orders, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Well, we said in the South Valley, let me be a little more specific. Bridge west of Goff. It's not hard to get there. You just take I-25 it'd be Avenida Cesar Chavez or Bridge. But you exit and go west and just past Goff on the south side of the street, you'll see the Cornucopia sign out there. I haven't been down there in a while, but I'm assuming
it's the same. And, you know, they've redone the street. It's
oh, nice.
Beautiful. Yeah. And there's an alfalfa field across the street from us. So if you see a field, You see Cornucopia, you're in the right place. We get cranes that come every year. It's really lovely.
And you said it's open from?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk about several different topics and several different services that Cornucopia provides. One of the things that you brought up before we came on the air, Michelle, was the supported living homes.
Right, right. So supported living is basically we own the homes and we rent them out to individuals that are on the DD waiver. They pay their rent. They get food, rent, all of those things for a small price. And then we staff it 24/7. So they're like roommates, you know, Steve, again, just like us living in the mm-hmm. community. They have their own place. They have some independence. They go out on outings. They go to work. They do evening activities, weekend activities, And so, yeah.
All right. Well, one of the things I did want to mention as well, because you mentioned there's a cost for the supported living homes. Let's back up to the daily services that are provided at Cornucopia. I was actually a little surprised. I didn't realize what is required for someone to, get the services at Cornucopia.
Sure, sure. So Maryland's a big part of that, the intake process. We find out what are they looking for, how many days a week, hours, what kind of level of care do they need, that sort of thing. But we have 100% of our day have clients are financially indigent. So we have many funding sources. So, for example, anyone 60 and older, they can apply for AAA, which is the Area Agency on Aging. They're a wonderful partner of ours, and they'll pay for the dayhab. APS, Adult Protective Services, and that's not a bad thing. It's just to prevent someone from being home alone or, you know, at risk. Then we have Centennial Care, which is great, a Medicaid waiver. And we do that through Blue Cross Blue Shield, WellSky, Presbyterian. So there's always a way we can get you services if you can't afford it. Of course, we accept private pay, donations, things like that. But for the individuals that is financially struggling, we've got answers and we've got our ways.
Okay. Well, and this question is either for Michelle or Marilyn. Let's speak to that family or individual who's listening. And there's this anxiety about getting involved with services like this. What kind of encouragement would you give them to contact Cornucopia?
Well, we do ask them what their needs are for the individual that they're inquiring about, and then we do offer tours as well.
Okay.
So if they do want to come in, that we'll show them the whole facility. We'll give them a calendar for the activities for the month. We'll get them with the service coordinator. And if they have any additional questions, they can contact us. Because when they come in, they might not remember everything that they needed to know.
Right.
So I do encourage them to email us as well.
Okay. Go ahead.
And Michelle. I bet I'm thinking, you know, they're scared. Like, taking care of their individual, oh my gosh, if I let someone else take care of my loved one, are they going to treat them well? Let me tell you, we do extensive backgrounds. They do what's called a CORE, Criminal Offense Registry. It goes throughout the U.S., and nobody can be hired without having that, a clear background, and then training. We do over 40 hours of training minimum for each direct support staff that we hire, and for the service coordinators. I'm trained, Marilyn's trained, our health and safety officer is trained. So we all just really stay up on what's the best way to deliver services so that the family can feel at peace, that we really, really take it seriously and we're going to provide care for your loved one.
Now, you mentioned, Marilyn, the step to contact. Well, in order to do that, you can do it via phone. There's a couple of ways to do it. Call 505-877-2002. That number again is 505-877-2002. The website is Cornucopia. That's the word corn, U, copia, Cornucopia, Cornucopia, ads.org. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but ladies, can you stick around? We've got more questions.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll find out more about Cornucopia on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, welcome back into ABQ Connect. We're visiting today with Michelle Bishop Couch, the CEO, and Marilyn Johnson, the operations manager at Cornucopia Adult and Family Services. The website, again, is cornucopia-ads.org. And if you missed that phone number right before the break, it's 505-877-2002. And actually, before we press on with some of this other information, you mentioned something, Michelle, that I want to ask. You mentioned the vans.
Yeah.
That are able to take the, do you call them clients?
We do.
Okay.
Clients. Yes.
Okay. That take the clients to the day trips and different things that you're doing. How are the vans? Are they in good shape?
Oh, yeah. I apply for New Mexico Department of Transportation.
Uh-huh.
Does this van grant. We have to pay, several thousand dollars, but not the full price.
Right.
And they monitor them for 7 years, the life of the van. I mean, there's a lot of rules, regulations, so they're well taken care of, absolutely.
You know what? And I wasn't going at it for, now my family's going to be in the van. How is it? Although that's important.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually asking more because if you were having, they're kind of on their last leg, donations.
Yes.
But it is a nonprofit organization, and you have other areas where you do need support, and there is a way to do that.
Absolutely. We have our website, which is cornucopia-ads.org, and there is a donate now button. It's PayPal. You can get a list of all of the services we provide, some of our staff, and our mission, our vision, all of that. So you can kind of get to know us and at the same time donate if you find your calling to do so.
And you know what? For those that are listening, as we said also about people looking for potentially using the services, I would imagine some people who are considering, maybe this would be a good place to donate towards in my community. They could call you, Marilyn, and set up a tour to go check out the facilities as well. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not that hard to do. 505-877-2002. Now, we talked about the supported living homes. What about the family living?
Family living is almost like foster care for adults with individual or with intellectual disabilities. So think about it. A lot of our folks, maybe their parents have passed. Unfortunately, sometimes families don't want to take care of their individual. So we find a family for them, support that family so that individual can live in a home like you or I do.
Mm-hmm.
They have that family environment. So they have a mom, a dad, or a dad or just a mom, have dinners, activities. It's a family. That's why we call it family living. And we support families. We have over 36 families that we support.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
you saw it coming.
I did.
And you mentioned the involvement as well with Civitan. Explain that.
Civitan International. It's such a cool group. So it's usually, we call them typically developed people have Civitan groups. It's a service group that gives back to the community. But what we are is our clients have their own group. So they vote for their president, vice president. We have a secretary and a treasurer. Treasurer, that's the other thing. And so they learn finances. They learn how to give presentations. We have people come in and speak to them, like the fire department, mm-hmm. Albuquerque Police Department, the zoo. So it's a way, again, to connect the community with our clients. And Civitan really gives us that vehicle, that modality
right.
to bring them to us.
Now, I'm going to imagine now. You mentioned that the services start for those starting at age 18.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to think that a majority of your clientele, the demographic is over 60?
Yeah, no. Our average, we do demographics, 49 years old is
okay.
the average.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But even at 49,
yeah.
I'm imagining, you're having people come in who have, they've lived a life and they have all these experiences that they're sharing all this rich knowledge with not only the staff, but the other clients.
Right, with one another. It's so great. They kind of have like a clique. I mean, they really do. Believe it or not, they have girlfriends and boyfriends, but they hold like hands.
You're going to make it sound like there's a Sadie Hawkins dance in a yearbook at the end of the year.
Well, there might be. That's a good idea, actually. No, but that's where they form friendships as well. You know, back in the day, I don't know about you, Steve, Marilyn, you're younger than me. We're not going to say how old I am. But kids with disabilities were those kids in that room, and the two never mingled.
Mm.
And what we know now is they are our community. They're part of our community. So we call that community inclusion is paramount for us. So wherever you come from, you know, socioeconomic, race, gender, we're one big family.
Well, sometimes the separating limited what they could accomplish.
Absolutely. I mean, just because your peer might be on a different level than you doesn't mean you don't have something to teach them,
right,
and vice versa. I have to tell you, the clients we serve are so refreshingly honest. If they don't like what I have on, they'll say, "Hey, Michelle, that's really not a good color for you. Oh, thanks for telling me." I mean, they're honest.
Well, that's because I don't know how else to say it. That's because you're family.
That's right. And we do call it our corny family.
Our corny family.
She's a corny. I'm a corny. Now you're a corny, Steve.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Now I'm pressing on through the brochure, sure, and making sure that, there isn't anything we've left off, or actually might be easier for you because, well, and on the back, it's real important maybe to walk through the vision, mission, the goals. You touched on some of these, but is there anything on that you'd want to highlight and make sure our listeners are aware of?
I think that we want to maximize any and all resources entrusted to us to deliver the care to our clients. It's really about compassion and caring. Is we're a family. No matter, you know, we've had growth and we're in need in the South Valley, but it's still, we want to keep it very family-like. It's really important. I don't know how many times I call, reach out. Just, I know every client we serve, and I wouldn't have it any other way, because if I don't know them, then I don't know what we're doing, and I really dig what we do.
Yeah, and Marilyn, it's okay if the answer is no, but we've got a little time, and I want to make sure that if there's something you feel like we should be talking about that we haven't, we cover it. We've got probably, about 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I actually do have a relative who has disabilities, and she's not with our company, but I see the difference that it does make being in the community, being able to do everything that we do as well. So I believe if you have that opportunity to come and do it, you should do it.
So your family member is in another adult and family services,
yes,
situation. Is it daily?
Yes.
Monday through Friday. Through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That was a question I have. You know, nowadays, well, anytime probably, Monday through Friday isn't always the norm as far as the need. So what can you do the days that Cornucopia, the location, is not available to assist?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because we are open 24/7. So okay, if a client, say they work Monday through Friday, but they still want that social outreach or uh-huh, that support from us, we hire staff to go to you.
Okay.
So just because the
facility,
location, yeah, isn't open, we provide services 24/7.
Okay.
Yeah.
That someone can show up and play games, hygiene, go shopping.
All of those things. Absolutely.
Go to a ball game.
Yep. Yeah. Go bowling. They love to, yeah, bowl.
And that's the exact service that my cousin does have. Is she does have somebody who comes and takes her to go eat or go get a manicure, go shopping, yeah, whatever she wants to do. So that allows her mother to have the time to do what she needs to do as well.
Right.
Now, how are you set up for staff?
We have a lot of staff. It's been rough. It's, yeah, been rough, but we're fully staffed. We have what we call one-to-one.
Uh-huh.
So some people prefer that. Some people prefer the day hab. Some people prefer family living or all of it. We provide all of those services.
Okay. Well, listen, if you just go ahead, Michelle.
Did that make sense? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, totally does. Okay. If you maybe just tuned in, we've been visiting with Michelle Bishop Couch, the CEO, and Marilyn Johnson, the operation manager for Cornucopia Adult and Family Services. And the website is available there at cornucopia-ads, ADS. That's cornucopia-ads.org. They are located on Bridge, west of Goff. And I mentioned it earlier, if you're on I-25, just head west on Avenida Cesar Chavez or Bridge, same street. And just past Goff, you'll see Cornucopia on the south side. The phone number is 505-877-2002. Michelle, Marilyn.
Thank you for having us.
The time flies. You'll have to come back.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.